Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 30th mitzvah, the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. In the beginning of Parshas Tzav, the Torah describes what occurred in the Beis HaMikdash at the very beginning of each morning. Even before the sun rose, one Kohen would be selected to go up to the top of the Mizbeach, to the top of the altar, and to remove or clean the ashes that had been left on the Mizbeach. Throughout the night, the Kohanim would burn the remains of offerings that had been sacrificed throughout the day, and the fire would burn up all the parts of the animal that they would bring on the altar. What usually happened was that at the end of the evening, right before the day was about to start, there would be some remains, some ashes, that hadn't been completely burnt up. And so the mitzvah that the Torah says is for a Kohen to be selected to ascend to the top of the Mizbeach and to essentially take part or all of the ashes and remove it to outside of the Mizbeach, to remove it from outside of the altar and outside the temple premises. The Beis Yaakov, one of the Ishbitzer Rebbes, has a very beautiful idea on this mitzvah. He says, this mitzvah is somewhat unique in that the mitzvah, first of all, kind of straddles the end of the day and the beginning of the day. As I said before, it is the first action that is done each morning in the Beis HaMikdash. At the same time, it's not actually done when it's the next day yet. It's actually done while it's still night, while it's still evening time. And moreover, normally, divine services, the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, is typically giving things to God, sacrificing things to God. Here, it's almost the exact opposite. We're taking away things from Hashem, and we're doing the service with things that just physically can't be offered. You can't burn something that's already been burnt. By definition, then, it can't be sacrificed. There's nothing more that you can do with this. And yet, this is the first service that is done in the Beis HaMikdash every single morning. So the Beis Yaakov says that there are actually two types of divine service, of serving Hashem. The first is what we typically do. It is the realm of action, the realm of doing things, the mitzvos that we do, the davening that we say, the chesed that we do, the Torah that we learn. All of these things involve giving to Hashem, giving to other people. So whether it's time, money, effort, energy, we're giving something to Hashem or to Hashem's children. There is, however, another element of divine service, and that is the desire to do more. If we would go to sleep in the evening knowing that we've accomplished everything that we've set out to do, then there wouldn't be so much of an incentive, there wouldn't be so much of a drive that would motivate us when we wake up in the morning, because we've done everything. What usually happens when we get up in the morning is that we have a list of things that we want to do, things that we haven't accomplished yet, and that we have a desire to do the coming day, or over many days, or many years. Similarly, the Beis Yaakov says, that exists in spiritual service as well. If we would go to sleep each evening knowing that we accomplished everything that we are capable of doing when it comes to serving Hashem, then there wouldn't be so much an incentive to inspire what we do the coming day. Therefore, human nature and the way Hashem made us is that we can't accomplish everything in one single day. And we use that desire of wanting to complete and that desire to do more to fuel the efforts of the coming day. And that's what the Trumas HaDeshen, the mitzvah of taking some of the ashes and cleaning the Mizbeach, that's what it symbolizes. these things, these ashes, these sacrificial parts that really couldn't be offered anymore. There was nothing more that you could do with them. They are the leftovers. And they're vestiges of activities that we did. They essentially symbolize the part of our day that we just weren't able to completely dedicate to God. And in fact, we have to take it away from the Mizbeach. We have to take it away from the Beis HaMikdash area. And nevertheless, that becomes the bedrock and the foundation and the very beginning of the next day's service in the Beis HaMikdash. Analyzing what we have yet to accomplish, analyzing what we want to accomplish, serves as the foundation for the next day's efforts. So that is at least one interpretation of the message behind the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. Have a wonderful week.